I'm always curious. You got $10,000 and it's not a life-changing amount of money, but the program, it sounds like, has been life-changing for you without the money. But what'd you do with the money? Everybody wants to know. How'd you spend that money?
You know, I'm a firm believer that if you win the lottery, you win $10,000. The only thing it does is magnify who you are. And so I hope that it did that for me. I was able, Lance, thankfully, to donate more money. I was able to take some time off. We did celebrate as a gym. So I took everybody out at the gym. Took a few people out from 5 a.m. that night. And then my sisters and my family came up and we went out and celebrated. And then, yeah, a lot of it basically got donated. That's what I did. There wasn't one big thing to purchase or anything else like that. I'm sure some of it went to clothes, purchasing clothes, new clothes, but most of it got donated, and then celebrations with Ferrells.
Hello, this is Lance Ferrell with Life at Level 10, where you get inspired to live your best life. Hi, this is Lance Ferrell. I've got a very special guest today by the name of Michelle Wood. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Lance. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Well, let's just start out by you telling us who Michelle Wood is.
Michelle Wood overall, I'm a school administrator in Wisconsin. I've been in education for almost 30 years. Actually, it has been over 30 years. Very active participant in college. I played volleyball and softball. So someone that's been very active all of my life. And now joined the FXB team and the family at FXB, and very excited about that.
Fantastic. Well, we're excited to have you, and you've accomplished a lot in a very short period of time. What was your life like before Ferrell's Extreme Body Shaping?
Prior to Ferrell's, I had a coworker and a friend that had joined, was very successful in it. She tried to get me to join as well. It was just before COVID hit, and I found myself not being as active, getting older in life and not participating in those activities, those physical activities. I started getting out of shape. I could make every excuse in the book: stress, work, schedule change, injuries, things along that line. But I was not in a good place, and I needed some extra help and some extra support to do that. And FXB and Hudson, the 5 a.m. community specifically, was what I needed. And she kept telling me that. It took about 2 years. And I finally walked in the gym after COVID. I had all the exercise equipment at home that I could ever need to get it done, but was not getting it done on my own. And it was really that routine of getting up each morning, having a group of people there, help holding me accountable to really push me over that edge. And it was a place of belonging. I know I've talked about that before, but it really is that community atmosphere that brought me in.
Yeah. And so let's talk about your challenges a little bit. You've got, I don't know how many people I know have a dusty treadmill in their basement, quite a few, but you didn't seem to have the motivation at the time to go on your own and do this. Can you expand a little more about that? Because I think a lot of people have that same struggle. They have the equipment, but they just don't use it.
And part of it wasn't getting used because I didn't have the people. We're social creatures. And when I was younger, it was always about being on that team and that team sport and that team and working together. And that's what's very unique about FXB is you do have a group, you have a team, and you work together. You're individually, you all have your own goals and you work at different levels. But there's a group there. I talk about within the first couple of weeks that I was at the gym, I had a birthday, the big 5-0 birthday. And, someone said, well, how many pushups are we doing? And I'm like, well, what? Well, how many pushups are we doing? How old are you? And I didn't want to tell them I was that old and let alone doing that many pushups, but they totally embraced it and celebrated. And believe me, they didn't want to do that many pushups, but it was really, about them rallying around that and getting together and learning who you are and getting to know each other and pushing each other and, you know, wondering where the person is if they don't show up the next day. So it was that accountability piece.
Yeah.
That's what I needed.
Yeah, exactly. For those that aren't familiar with FXB, we do the number of push-ups. So anybody that has a birthday in class, we do that number of push-ups in class. And you hope you don't have a 75-year-old in class with a birthday. But that came from martial arts. We did that. And we always say, why do you do push-ups? And the answer is because we can, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a cool thing. So in you started class and you probably, because you had let yourself go a little bit being a former high-level athlete, but you let yourself go a little bit, what are some of the struggles you had adapting to this new routine that now you're going every day and now you're disciplining your nutrition? What struggles did you have when you're going through that when you first got started?
I needed to find something that fit into my schedule so that it was a regular routine. And that's what was so important with this. It is kickboxing every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, strength training, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays. And so I scheduled that. And thankfully, I can prioritize that. And for the first time, prioritizing myself and prioritizing one of those things. I've always been that person that puts other people first. And 5 a.m. isn't for everybody. And 5 a.m. isn't when I would typically choose to get up. But it worked. And it works into my schedule. And I'm in control of it. It's what I control. So
exactly. Yeah. It's never about the weight. It's about feeling better and being more active, having more energy and all that. But the weight is something that we monitor. The body fat is more important. But what was your, because people listening may not be that familiar with how we measure other things, but most people have a scale. What was your starting weight? And then what was your ending weight? And I think you're in better shape now than when you finished your national contest, frankly.
I am. I really am. My starting weight, I'm happy to say, and this is one thing that is a transformation for me. When I walked into the gym was 169. And Lance, it was higher than that before I walked into the gym. I felt as though I had to lose weight just to get into the gym to be able to do that. And so walking across that threshold was probably the most difficult step for me. But once I got in there, it was fantastic. When I weighed the scale, the poundage, I was down to 117. Body fat percentage was about 15% body fat. So I've gained some weight, but I've gained muscle. My muscle mass has increased. So I'm happy to say that.
That's a great feeling, isn't it? And your clothes fit fantastic. You had to go shopping for new clothes, I assume. That's
absolutely
a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
What's another win you had along the way during your journey that you look yourself in the mirror and you said, wow, I did that. I can't believe I just did that.
The big wins were the little wins along the way. I had knee surgery partway through. Came back to the gym, worked through different exercises. I wasn't able to do kickboxing after knee surgery. So it was getting on the bike. It was seeing other people. It was doing the stretching, being able to move. Running. I think I shared with you one other time. I ran the mile in 6.5 minutes. I've never run the mile that quickly. I don't care to run. You know, that cardio is not important to me. But it's that kickboxing that really does that. Those little wins along the way, I did not step on the scale. It was about how I was feeling. It was about trying to put balance in the food and the nutrition. What I had learned through nutrition, I love carbs, plain and simple. I love carbs. I didn't understand the difference between if someone offers you a steak and someone offers you a bowl of popcorn, which one do you want? Same amount of calories. I mean, I'd choose the bowl of popcorn every single time, not understanding that, you know, my carbs need to balance my proteins so that my body is always feeling full. And so did not understand that. So that was a huge learning curve for me and made a big difference. So it really is not only about the exercise, it's about that support as well as the nutrition piece that comes in with your entire program. The biggest aha, the biggest transformation that I made was that body image piece. I joke with Lisa, the owner at Farrell's, I never looked at any of my pictures. Never looked at any of them. Didn't look at my starting one. Didn't look at my 10-week one. I never even saw my final picture until you walked in the gym and showed it to me. That was the first time I'd ever seen it. And then the big joke in the gym was they're going to make a fat head of it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, please no. I mean, that's huge, you know, making. And the next day I came in And I pulled that first starting picture out because it's important for me to know that that's where I was. That's where I was. And I was able, with the help and the support of everybody around me, I was able then to transform to this. And that starting picture for me was just as important as my final picture. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, was the largest transformation that came for me. And it didn't matter where I was, that people are there to support me, to help me set my goals and help me achieve my goals.
That's fantastic. You know, the fact that you lost over 50 pounds in that time period and put muscle on means you lost more than 50 pounds of fat by far. So that's a really neat thing. And you've really created your fat burning machine with the muscle you have on your body and on your structures. This is so cool to hear that. So you've mentioned a few. What else have you gained personally from achieving these goals, this high level fitness that you're at now? Can you think of other things that have changed in your life because you've hit these milestones?
Much more confidence. I have gotten out and done running. I've done the Rugged Mania with the group. I've been able to participate in the Victory Games. I've been able to be more active. The golf game has improved. The swing has improved. It's a much stronger swing in the golf game. And so those physical activities, picked up bowling again, you know, so just that self-confidence of being able to put yourself out there in that physical activity. Absolutely. Hiking, you know, you don't get as winded anymore. And it's just a matter of that physical, you hope that the injuries don't come, even though I've had a few injury setbacks. It has nothing to do with, there are actually old injuries that have come up and taking care of those. And I think that my healing time has been much quicker. I've been able to get back to activities much quicker than I would have, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned your golf game's improved. It reminds me of a saying, you talk, your confidence goes up, your golf game's improved. And Tiger Woods said one time, confidence is a great thing on the golf course. And I actually think confidence is a great thing everywhere.
Absolutely.
Every aspect of your life. And with that increasing, it just warms my heart to hear that from you. You also gained $10,000.
I did.
You got a $10,000 check, which I came in with this clearinghouse check. And you had your before and after pictures there with you when I brought that in. It surprised you when you're in class. I'm always curious. You got $10,000 and it's not a life-changing amount of money, but the program, it sounds like, has been life-changing for you without the money. But what'd you do with the money? Everybody wants to know. How'd you spend that money?
You know, I'm a firm believer that if you win the lottery, you win $10,000. The only thing it does is magnify who you are. And so I hope that it did that for me. I was able, Lance, thankfully, to donate more money. I was able to take some time off. We did celebrate as a gym. So I took everybody out at the gym, took a few people out from 5 a.m. that night. And then my sisters and my family came up and we went out and celebrated. And then, yeah, a lot of it basically got donated. That's what I did. There wasn't one big thing to purchase or anything else like that. I'm sure some of it went to clothes, purchasing clothes, new clothes, but most of it got donated. And then celebrations with Farrell's and our Farrell's family. After every 10 weeks, I try to buy a few drinks or something to celebrate.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know that you're an animal lover, specifically a dog lover. If I go to your Facebook page, I see a picture of a dog instead of you.
Yeah, so absolutely.
By chance, any of that go to help any local dog missions around there?
Oh, yeah. We have Coco's here and Adore here as well. In the area. So yes, some of that went there as well. River Valley Charities, a few of our members at the gym are part of that. That went to that. That's a backpack program for kids in the area to send food home with them on the weekends. And then Adoree is our local hospice care center. So those are some of the local ones that are here.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So I know you're coaching 5 a.m. class, you have like 12 people, new people that you're coaching right now. What advice do you give those new people when they're just getting started to encourage them? Or what do you do? What do you tell them?
Yeah, we had a great group at 5 a.m. Actually, we did an afternoon class too. We joked about it yesterday. 5:30 p.m. was a lot of our 5 a.m.ers yesterday as well. And for them, it's not about me giving them advice. It's Kimberly and I helping them identify what are their goals. what are their steps that they're going to need to meet their goals, and then helping support them and hold them accountable along the way. So it isn't any bit of advice that I'm giving them. It's really about that goal setting and helping them achieve those goals that they have for them. And as I mentioned earlier, it's about working into a pattern, having this become part of their life and their routine. You've talked about it before. It's not about a diet. It's not about eliminating things. It's about what do you need to do in your life in order for this to just become part of it. It can't be an add-on, because if it's an add-on, it can go away just as quickly. So it just needs to become part of it.
Exactly. So what are your goals now, Michelle?
Just to continue to be physically fit. I've had a couple health setbacks. So it's about getting back into the routine with it. I set a goal recently about prioritizing with my stress level and making sure I continue to record. I'm looking at my phone right now, continue to record my eating. And I need to get back to that balance, Lance. I've slipped at the end of the day. I've got great balance. I'm getting my protein, but my meals tend to weigh heavy one way or the other. So I'm getting too much protein at times. Sounds weird, but I am. I'm getting too much protein at times, and I need to get back to that balance. So that's one of those things that I'm charting and I'm doing. We're playing bingo right now at the gym. I love those competitive pieces. Perfect attendance has been there. So we continue to work at perfect attendance and not missing a day. So that is always my goal. And then back to 100 pushups a day. So those are a few of my goals. My non-scale victory that I just had recently was the Victory Games. That is a mental health awareness and fundraiser for mental health support in our area. And we just did that and competed with that. We had a large turnout from Farrell's on that. So that's another area that was a nice non-scale victory for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You're doing great stuff. And I just love the fact that you pretty much put all your money back into helping other people and animals. I love it. Yeah. So just for fun, some level 10 speed questions. What's your favorite food?
What's that?
What's your favorite food?
Favorite food. Right now, it's some protein balls that I've been making. So it's a peanut butter, honey, oats, protein balls that I've been making. So that's been my new favorite, my go-to.
Yeah, that's good when you can get satisfy your sweet tooth while you're eating enough protein. It's a great thing, huh? Okay, food you would never eat.
One that I try to stay away from is pizza. I can't say I never eat it, though. But it's one I try to stay away from.
You have a lot of self-discipline, Michelle, because when I ask that question to other people, a lot of times when I say, what's your favorite food? It's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But they're doing it on their fun day. They're not overindulging, and you don't eat the whole pizza. You just have a slice. It's not going to, as long as you discipline the rest of your life, it's good, right?
And I have found some cauliflower crusts that are pretty good.
Your favorite exercise?
Push-ups. Like I said, I try to make sure that I get those push-ups. I think it helps in so many different ways, especially that core, when you're tightening that core. Push-ups probably my favorite.
If anybody sees your arms, they'll understand why you like push-ups. Most despised exercise?
It's got to be burpees.
You and I are on the same page.
Yeah. They push me, though. They push me.
I think you answered this already, but what's your favorite non-FXB physical activity?
Yep, I'll go with the golfing. It gets you out there, gets you social. And around here, I think we're still going to get out for one more weekend yet. So that's kind of nice.
Do you keep track of your handicap?
I do not. Okay. I joined golf later in life when I had to give up softball as I got older. And so... I don't keep track of my handicap.
I thought you might tell us that running was your favorite physical activity now that you're doing some of that, but I agree. We're on the same page with the golf too.
Yep.
What's on your bucket list?
I hope to just inspire everybody. Just to be an inspiration to everybody, get them out in physical activities, get them to encourage everybody to participate. and push each other and themselves. It's not necessarily a destination or anything like that. It is to take each and every moment and to make the most of every moment. And that's where I'll get emotional on you again, Lance. It is a journey. You talk about the journey in the gym. Life is the journey. We just need to take advantage of every moment.
Focus on where you're at when you're there.
Exactly. Being present. Wow.
Is there anything that I missed that you'd like to share?
No, I truly appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity. Your national champion or national challenge, $10,000 is not anything to shake your head at. But it truly was not about the money. It truly was. It was about winning. It really was. It was about winning it. But that group of people in the gym just so deserved that. Just, it truly was not an individual win. It took every single one of those people in that gym to get me there. And I am so proud to represent them.
Hmm. Well, they're represented very well with you, I will say. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, Michelle. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and you have a great day.
Thanks, Lance. Appreciate it. You as well.
And until next time, this is Lance Farrell with Life at Level 10. Please be sure to like it and subscribe if you'd like to hear more episodes.